So here we have a letter in the letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, letter number 3650, Baruch Hashem, dated the 18th of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Havasi V'chosid, Marei Yitzchak David, Sheyichya Gertner. Shalom Avracha. Rebbe says, it's been a while, I had get no reports about your personal matters and also in your communal activities. And the Rebbe says, okay, so I pray that that's a sign that everything is in order, everything is peace. So there's no, you know, when you don't feel anything, there's no pain, that means everything is okay. If you're not writing, hopefully everything is in order. So the Rebbe said, for sure you know that there is a tradition in a connection with the days of redemption of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles in which he was freed from his incarceration for his work that he did with selfless sacrifice to strengthen Torah and mitzvahs. And that was a very clear sign of victory for all the opposing forces to Hashem and his Torah. The fact that the Rebbe got out and the Rebbe was freed, that was a clear sign against all the opposing forces that oppose Hashem and the Torah. And only and also for years and generations afterward, this is a very clear sign. The Rebbe's victory and the Rebbe's freedom and the Rebbe's being able to go of the incarceration, that serves as a victory for Torah Yiddishkeit, for all generations, that the Torah dominates on the facts, even if logically it doesn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense whatsoever for the previous Rebbe to be freed out of his situation. And yet, the fact that he was freed, that shows that the Torah is dominant. Even things that don't make any sense, how is this going to happen? And yet it happened. So what is the tradition that we publish specifically for these days, either a book, a sefer, or a booklet, something that is in association with this day, in which there are words of encouragement, words of awakening. And the Rebbe says, I'm enclosing the booklet that has been published this year, which is a part of the write-up of my father-in-law about his incarceration. And in addition to it, the words of the Nasi Yisrael, the Prince of Israel, the Rebbe, which are based on this point, on the following point, that when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, everyone, man, woman, of the Jewish people is free, and he only has to answer to God. There is nobody that can dictate to us whether how we should or if we should be allowed to do Torah mitzvahs. We can do it. So that's the additional the Rebbe added to that publication. But the Rebbe says, unfortunately, the Rebbe said, we need a remembrance, even when you have goyim, non-Jews, you're in exile, and they make decrees against the Jewish people throughout the history we know, or more recently by the previous Rebbe, it was the government who made all the decrees against the religions. But goyim don't have no choice, so we still have to remember that the goy doesn't have control, cannot dictate the life of a yid when it comes to Torah mitzvah. But how much more so we need to be encouraged, because sometimes we're in exile by the Jewish people. Sometimes Jewish people don't allow. They, the Rebbe says, they have choice. They sometimes make bad choices to choose to go against the Torah, against Hashem, against the Jewish people. As the pasuk says, look, I've given you today life and good and the opposite, etc. You choose life. So basically, everyone has the freedom to choose to do right or, God forbid, to do wrong. That's not been taken away. And therefore, they have choices. Jewish people sometimes make bad choices. And some of their bad choices is to go against other Jews. And that becomes a bigger problem. And we need more encouragement to be able to withstand all the decrees, even, and of course, certainly when they come from Jewish sources. Now, Hashem gives us choices. That's the thing. Now, Hashem actually asks us. When Hashem asks us, that's actually a support. He's helping us. Hashem says, "Ubacharto b'chaim." Choose life. So Hashem is begging us and giving us, helping us to choose life. But just like there's an emphasis, choose life, there's an emphasis, choose. And the Rebbe rests for good news in the name of the Rebbe. I guess that he was involved in communal affairs. He didn't write to the Rebbe recently, the Rebbe is reminding him. But the Rebbe is telling him about the booklet that they printed, and the Rebbe writes about the addendum over there at the end. They also write about the previous Rebbe writing about that a Yid has the freedom and has the right to do Torah and mitzvahs without anybody limiting or interfering or hindering what they do. So the Rebbe basically is saying that sometimes we need to say this with regards to non-Jews. There, what they do is destined from above, but a Yid has choice to do bad, and therefore, sometimes it's very hard to withstand. We have to remember all the time. Nobody can stop a Yid from doing Torah and mitzvahs. A Yid has a freedom to do that. Now, Hashem gives us choices, the Rebbe says. Hashem begs us, he helps us choose the right thing, but he still doesn't take away our choice. So we always have the choice, and we have to make sure to make the right choice. But we, those who understand, know that nobody can stop us from doing Torah and mitzvahs. And as the Rebbe said in the previous letter, the freedom of the previous Rebbe proved that the illogical happens, you know, that Torah is determined, and the previous Rebbe was freed against all logical chances, and yet he was. And that shows that Torah and mitzvahs are in control.